Thomas on the bass and is made up of alluvial deposits from the Andes. La Chorrera is a river the Guadalajara flows into a crack. It becomes very rapid and drops over an edge of lip, creating not exactly a waterfall, but a narrow channel of water. A flume whose vile outline has made a sizable lake. La Chorrera is a very we'll be right back.
otherwise paleolithically comporting itself was too much for me. It was a breach of the collective cool, even though I was 90% certain that it had never really happened. I was determined to eliminate all possibility of such rambles in the future. Dennis's story was the classic description of a shamanic night journey. He said that he had gone to the Choro and meditated at the mission cemetery he had visited before. He had begun to return to the camp when he confronted a particularly large enga tree near where the path skirted the edge of the mission. On impulse, he had climbed it, aware as he did that the ascent of the world tree is the central motif of the Siberian shamanic journey. As he climbed the tree, he felt the flickering polarities of many archetypes, and as he reached the highest point in his ascent, something that he called the vortex opened ahead of him, a swirling, enormous doorway into time. He could see the cyclopean megaliths of Stonehenge, and beyond them, revolving at a different speed and at a higher plane, the outlines of the pyramids, gleaming and marble-faceted as they have not been since the days of Pharaonic Egypt. And yet further into the turbulent maw of the vortex, he saw mysteries that were